Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5-106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Download their app and use promo code THEGAME. Joining us now is Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt head baseball coach. First of all, Tim, congratulations on your SEC championship over the weekend. How are you going to try and kind of carry that momentum from the SEC tournament, from Hoover, into the regional at home this weekend in Nashville?
Well, thanks, Caroline. I think momentum, it's really right now, is just trying to decompress from what happened during the course of the weekend. We played 5 games in 5 days, which isn't, you know, an unbelievable feat, but it's a lot of baseball in a short amount of time, I guess, more than what we're used to playing. But it's really getting some rest, which we did yesterday, I believe, and we did some small things today and got in the weight room. And I think it's just building back up again the energy sources to get into the weekend so we can play well. But we've done this before, you know, from a tournament standpoint. 19, we did it and we played it out, and it was very emotional, and those emotions and that amount of energy, it adds up. So you want to be smart about what you're doing leading up to this next series. But I think anytime you can play well, there's certainness, you know, confidence that goes along with that. But, you know, 3 other teams we're playing this weekend have confidence too, because they all won their tournaments too. We're the only regional where all 4 teams won their conference tournament. So it should be a very good and competitive regional.
Yeah, absolutely. Oregon coming to town along with Xavier and Eastern Illinois. You open up regional play on Friday against Eastern Illinois. What does this week look like for you guys? Transitioning from Hoover to the regional, what does the prep this week look like?
Yeah, well, we're just lifting today and did some light work individually, no team stuff, and then we'll get back on the field tomorrow as a team, and then they have the regional training sessions that only last about 1 hour and 15 minutes on Friday. So it's more of the same, actually. Nothing different, really, and we want to keep it the same as well. We've been very consistent in our actions and our preparation, so it's really – consistency and preparation is probably the most important thing as we go into the end of the year now.
Tim Corbin is with us. Corbs, congratulations on a great week. That was really something to watch. One of the things I really was intrigued with, you know, some of the guys we knew on the mound weren't going to be available. Others, you know, there were maybe different stages of their season coming back from an injury or just working their way back. They'd been available for a couple weeks, but I just loved how they all, each game, you weren't exactly sure who was going to run out there, but they all sort of had that same mentality. I'm going to give a couple, 3 innings here. I'm going to pass it to the next guy. We're going to find a way to get 9 innings out here.
Yeah, really, that's what it becomes, because when you get to that point, it's you don't want any national heroes. I mean, it's not like that. It's just like you're running one lap, and if you can run another one, then you will. If you can't, it's not an issue. We'll just hand the baton off to the next person. But, you know, we started Loboke, and then Riley finished on Wednesday, and then we went to Owen Horn and Cunningham on Thursday. I think it was Futrell and Schultz went on Friday against Alabama. And then, you know, we started J.D. Thompson, who's never started a game here, from Rusk, Texas, who's a freshman. And he was followed up by Grayson Moore and Maldonado. Then we recycled all those guys against Texas A&M, Loboke and Riley on 3 days rest, Cunningham on 2 days rest, Schultz on 1 day, and then Maldonado went back-to-back. So I think it's like, you know, you're all in. You know, it's you do what you can do for your team. And that's kind of the unique thing about playoff baseball and college baseball, is that that's what you have. They throw everything out the window. And we don't, you know, what I didn't want to do, though, Willie, is compromise their health, because you do have another season. And as important as winning a title was, you also have to be mindful that in order for us to really move on to greater things beyond this, they have to be healthy, and I think we're able to achieve that.
I was going to ask you specifically, too, along those lines about Hunter Owen. He got out there. He looked pretty good for those three innings. And the important thing is the next couple of days, I'm sure, how he feels coming off the injury. Do you feel pretty good about how he feels coming out of there?
I do, yeah. He threw today, and he felt good. It looked like kind of normal Hunter. I thought the second and third innings were progressively better than the first inning that he threw, but he just had to get back into some type of rhythm. But I think once he did, then, yeah, he started feeling really good. So we'll figure out, you know, how we're going to fit him in from a role standpoint as a starter this week. But I think, you know, we'll kind of probably make that decision at some point tomorrow on when it's best to get him going again as a starter.
What one of the things that I always enjoy is over the course of the year, you know, the freshmen's personalities come out a little bit, and we've talked to you about the ups and downs that freshmen can have, even talented ones. But RJ Austin, of course, had the great tournament. I really enjoyed hearing him on the desk with you guys on SEC Network, just talking about the team, his experience, how the older guys embraced him. He just really seems like one of those personalities I know you kind of gravitate towards.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Where he's saying this is the best time of my life. I mean, you know, you just freeze things like that. It kind of dignifies why I do what I do personally. You know, it's like that's what you want to hear out of a kid. You know, it's like they throw everything out there. Everything's just raw and real about them. There's nothing manufactured. You know, the weekend before Thursday night against Arkansas, he made those two errors, and he couldn't get anything going offensively, and he went in the back room, and I saw two players with him, and I think it was a trainer said, hey, Corbs, you may want to see RJ in there, because RJ, he's like low maintenance. There's no instructions that come with him. The best kid ever, you know. Parents, stay the hell out of the way. He just plays nothing. Just that's it. I've called him a 70s player. Well, he's back in the room, and he's in tears. And I said, Arj, what's up? He says, I'm letting the team down. He goes, we're losing this game because I'm letting him down. And, you know, I had about a two-minute talk with him right there and, you know, just tried to jumpstart him again mentally. And, he got back out there and finished the game. But, you know, on Friday, Saturday, he had a wonderful game. And, you know, and then comes into this tournament and he plays so well. So, you know, it's kind of cool. You don't get those things, you know, when you're older. You know, men don't break down like that. Kids, they still break down, and I love that. You know, I love their emotions. I love the fact that, you know, they're so vibrant, but I also love the fact that they'll cry, and that's the cool thing about that kid. He's as real as they get. You give me 30 of those, and we'll take them every day.
For those that did see, RJ Austin named the MVP of the SEC tournament after going through what he went through the weekend before. And just speaking of that, Corbs, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after the Arkansas series, but that was sort of a theme that I know you were asked about throughout the week, is the team had gone through, you know, some tough times, but came through the fire, started bouncing back, that great comeback win against Arkansas, and it just seemed like the confidence started building from there for everybody that was in the uniform.
I think so. You know, that was a tough one. We lost on Thursday, and I was a little bit concerned. You know, I was concerned of how we would bounce back, and we needed to. We needed to get off the mat a little bit, but we did. We played well on Friday and played well on Saturday, and I think we needed that surge going into the tournament because they got to revisit thoughts about what it feels like to play well and how they played well during the season. And I think the thing that can spook you in this conference is just, you know, not playing well on certain weekends just because the opponent creates the resistance where you don't. You know, it's not your fault. It's kind of the opposition. And we got knocked back a couple pegs, you know, against Alabama and Florida. But you know what? Those are damn good teams. And, you know, the roof hasn't caved in. It's just like, okay, we ran into kind of two really hot pitching teams. And then we got back here and got to sleep in our own bed and played well, and then we kind of had a surge as we went to Hoover. That was a lot of fun. That tournament still fires me up. You know, after 20 years, I still get goosebumps just going to that tournament, looking at that RV park. It's full of people. I know they probably will talk about moving at some point, but God knows that I love that tournament there. It really was the tournament that built our program, I believe, Willie.
Let me ask you about one more guy. We asked about the freshman, Austin, but Troy Leneve on the other end, a senior that's gone through a lot with injuries. You know, he's flashed when he's played before. He's got talent, but then here he is, you know, just a few weeks away, you know, a senior year. What's going to happen? He gets a chance, and then, wow, what a huge charge he's put into the team.
He sure did. I mean, that Grand Slam home run was everything on that Friday night when we beat Arkansas, and then he had another big home run the day after. Gets in this week and hits a three-run home run in the championship game. You know, he's had some big hits in his life. Right about this time in 21, when we made that run to Omaha, he had some really big hits as well against Georgia Tech and so on. So, I'm happy for the kid because he had shoulder surgery, wasn't able to do anything in February and March, started to play a little bit in April, and his patience has been tested, but he's done such a good job of fulfilling a team role while he's not playing. You know, he's a special kid, man. I really enjoy him, too.
Vanderbilt baseball head coach Tim Corbin. Tim, appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend. We'll be cheering you on from the Hawk.
Okay, Caroline Willie. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you. You can find all of the Vanderbilt regional action on 102.5 and 94.9 The Fan this weekend. Appreciate Tim Corbin for joining us after their SEC tournament win over the weekend. But coming up next, we're going to reset the news of the day. The Predators have moved on from John Hines. Andrew Brunette will be the next head coach of the Nashville Predators. What does that mean for this team? What do we make of the move? What comes next? We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie DeMace, 1025-1063 The Game. Elliot Friedman is with us. Elliot, what are the Predators getting in their new head coach, Andrew Brunette?
Well, I think Andrew Brunette is a very smart guy. I think that's the first thing. He was really respected as a player. You know, not the most talented player, but a guy who got a lot out of his ability and played a long time. He was a really respected player for how hard he worked, what a good teammate he was, and just, you know, like the guy rarely took a shift off. He always played like he knew that if he did take too many shifts off, it wasn't going to be good for him. When he went into coaching, he got into a really tough situation in Florida. He was an assistant coach there, and I think everybody saw how he was going to eventually be a head coach. It happened faster than everybody expected because of the Joel Quenneville's suspension, the aftermath of the really awful Kyle Beetz situation in Chicago. And Brunette was really thrust in there before anybody thought it was going to happen. And he coached a team that won the President's Trophy last year and got blown out in the second round by Tampa Bay. And ultimately, Florida decided to make a coaching change that looks really good right now because they're in the Stanley Cup final. But I don't think anybody looked at it as a negative on Brunette. They just felt it was too quick.
That was Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, the 32 Thoughts podcast. His impression of the Predators' new hire at head coach Andrew Brunette. Of course, the news of the day, Kevin Weeks of ESPN and the NHL Network reporting that the Predators are moving on from John Hines and Andrew Brunette will be the new coach of the Nashville Predators. Want to get your thoughts on that, but first, be caller 4 right now to win a pair of tickets to see the Nashville R&B Music Experience featuring Trey Songz, Tamar Braxton, and Tevin Campbell on June 3rd. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caller 4. Good luck with that and enjoy the Nashville R&B Music Experience. So, the Predators moving on from John Hines. You know, I don't know what Andrew Brunette is going to be in Nashville. I don't know what kind of coach he's going to be. I don't know how many games he's going to win in Nashville. I don't know how many cups he's going to win in Nashville. Hopefully multiple. I don't know what his tenure is going to look like. But I think that this was a good move for the Nashville Predators. It seemed like with John Hines, the team never was able to get past that hump of going on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, of feeling like this team could be competitive in the playoffs. It seemed like there was never at one time could all of the pieces arrange perfectly for the Predators to be competitive in the playoffs. And so that needs to change. That needed to change. This team is constructed to be a playoff team. And I think it just felt like the time was right. Like it just felt like a new general manager coming in, moving on from some of the contracts that they did at the trade deadline. It just seemed like this team is starting out fresh. So start out with a fresh coach. Completely, you know, start over, let Barry Trotz get his guy in. I think that this was a good move for the Nashville Predators, and I think that this team is going to have a new look. Whether that's a good new look or not, I don't know. That remains to be seen. Show it to me on the ice. But I think the decision to make the move now overall was a good one. Your impression of the move?
whether it was a good move or not, I don't know. Based upon, coaching tenures, coaching history, years they both guys have been head coaches. Again, it just seems like a lateral move to me. It may not be, but it just seems like a lateral move for me from the standpoint of just the coach, the experience of each coach. To me, just seems like a lateral move. Now, what will make it a vertical move will be what can Coach Burnett get out of those older guys. If he can get out of those older guys what John got out of them, not this past season, but the year before, coupled with the promise that these young guys have shown, then it's an upgrade. It's definitely an upgrade. But if it doesn't, we will be back in this situation 2-3 years from now. If he can't maximize the potential of the younger guys and he can't get the rest out of those older guys that they need to get in order to move further along in the playoffs. So, we'll be able to tell. Right now I think there may be a lot of people that are happy that Trotsky did this. Like, finally, let's move on. Let's see what this next coach can get out of these young players and these older players. But as far as, at least to me, was it a good move? It was a lateral move. A good move will be determined on how this team looks as you enter the season, as you go on in the season. If we get the same old things, then it wasn't a good move. It was just basically, you swap one coach for another, and neither one of them had experience at being a head coach. To me, now, if he gets out of, these older guys, what he needs to get out of them, and these younger guys, he continues to pour in them, and they continue to get better, then it's going to turn out to be a great move.
Well, one of the things that I saw or listened to Elliott say, which I thought was interesting, I think from the day that they traded Nino Niederreiter, and then the dominoes started moving that way with trading veteran players, right, and going into seller's mode. And then right during that process is when they announced Barry Trotz was going to eventually succeed David Poile. That was a big, big historical moment for the franchise, right? Mm-hmm. So you had two things happening. I think during those days, it would have been easy just to say, well, the likely scenario is at the end of the year, John Hines will probably be replaced. But what I think was very admirable, and this is what I will always remember about John Hines, is they didn't throw in the towel, right? I think Barry Trotz observed, and he noticed, wow, these guys, this coaching staff's done a remarkable job. They didn't just play it out. It would have been real. Mm-hmm. We would have all expected this to happen, mm-hmm, if they had just kind of faded out. But they didn't. They kept fighting all the way until there was one game left or two games.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.